This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Things are definitely getting weird. Show flying by today. Thanks to everyone joining us today here on 96.5 The Fan. 913-586-7965. Just have fun with the text line. Tell me what's on your mind. We're here to help. We're here to have fun. We're here to give you shout-outs. We made somebody's day by introducing them to the Cavender twins.
Yeah, that's so funny. Happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, 32. Let's just have some fun with it. I want to see Renfro and MJ swing for contact and average. I'm okay with singles and doubles with RBI, Victor Robles, and Rain Town. There you go. Yeah, I mean,
fantastic.
Just
yeah,
own your stake, man. Like, I've always been an advocate of in-house competition, whether that's with your roommate in college, you're getting ready to go to spring break, like, bro, I'm gonna cut some weight.
Yeah.
And you know, you're like, okay, who's going to have more numbers in Sharpie written on their forearm? That's a thing. I got one number. My buddy looked like he had a full sleeve.
Numbers in Sharpie written on forearm.
Because when you went to Panama City,
yeah,
you couldn't write on paper. It would dissipate in the water.
Yes.
You took a Sharpie with you, and you're like, hey, what's your number? Write it right here. It didn't wash off. Your boy got one number, probably fake. And then my other buddy, he's just jacked, good looking, been blessed by the Lord.
Of course.
And it looks like a damn, he looks like he's in the he's like the tribal chief. He's the chosen one.
Yes, exactly.
Say my name. Which number are you calling? I don't know. They all blend together. Who wins? Me with the one number. Tortoise, not the hare.
That's true.
Okay. No, that's just being, you know.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I burnt my feet so bad at Panama, I had to wear socks on the beach.
Damn.
Yeah, explain that to every sorority girl. Why are you wearing socks? It's the beach. I'm like, I have blisters on my feet. They're like, gross.
Sexy.
See you later.
Exactly.
Have a good one.
Wait.
At the swim-up bar, looking fine. Come up to me. No. Crystal. That's the guy with the weird feet.
The socks.
Damn it.
Shoot.
Somebody says, Prime Britney Spears or Cavender twins? Cavender twins.
Yes.
Ain't even close, dude.
Yeah.
Haley Cavender, still single. Finally got rid of Timmy from South Park. I mean, like, literally, dude.
That's actually, yeah.
Haley Cavender, look at a picture, and then Carson Beck. I mean, you look at that, and you're like, was she doing, like, a make-a-wish? Did she lose a bet?
She was making a wish that he'd be good in the NFL.
Well,
get drafted number one overall.
Got a lot of money in Miami. Went straight to his gigantic head.
Yep. Massive head.
Screw Carson Beck. I hope he is a loser in Miami.
He's going to be terrible there.
How dare you disrespect that angel, Haley Cavender.
I don't think she listens, but yeah.
Hey, it's my coworker's first year anniversary at her job. Could you give a shout out to Jennifer?
Shout out.
Shout out to Jennifer. Happy 1 year around the sun at the job.
Way to go, Jen.
There you go. Hopefully you don't work every day like in the show Severance.
Yeah.
Where like you're there, but your mind is sitting on a couch watching the Tokyo Showdown, because nobody was at that game in America. Nope. It was just straight Japan there, baby. I had mentioned that I think that Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice is the seventh best wide receiver duo in the NFL. Is that a bad take, Mac Morey?
No, I don't think it's a bad take. I think it could be argued in both directions. Because
number one is in Cincinnati, correct?
I think it has to be.
Money-wise, talent-wise, yep. You have wide receiver 2 and wide receiver 18?
Yeah, top 20.
Maybe that's low for Higgins?
Yeah, he's around there.
Okay.
He oscillates.
Okay.
I would say Chase and Higgins, easy one.
Okay. So where we can agree, we'll just keep going down this list that I've created.
I like this.
Okay. Number 2 wide receiver duo in the NFL. Super Bowl champs.
I think you're right.
I think a lot of people underestimate how good and how really good Devonta Smith is. Maybe
he's
I'm wrong
so
there.
Devonta Smith's so good.
Undersized, plays over his size.
Yep.
I mean, we watched it.
Yep.
Dude was a stud in the Super Bowl. Touchdown catch.
Gets wide open.
Fast.
He could burn you.
Won the Heisman.
Great route runner.
People forget he won the Heisman.
Yep.
Stud receiver.
Historic season in college. Yep.
Small size. Huge hands.
Massive hands.
You know what they say. So that's my second duo in wide receiver.
Yeah, I agree. And people would go to the stats. You got to stay away from the stats. They don't throw enough Jalen Hurts. But those guys, talent-wise, yes.
And again, it's fine. I'm just trying to show you that I don't just bleed bias.
Yep.
So if I'm wrong, please chime in. 913-586-7965. I'll explain why I think they're the seventh best, but they could move up. That is Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice. Number 3, I've got Amara St. Brown and Jameson Williams.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, they balled. Amara St. Brown is the most slept-on wide receiver in football. He ought to be a top-5 fantasy pick, in my opinion.
Ooh.
A lot of targets, a lot of production.
Yeah, if you're in a PPR league, I do like him.
Big time, right? Like, I would take him over Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yes.
Right? But 100%. A lot of people love the running backs. Yep. I would take him over. I think there's only one running back I would take in the top 7 picks.
Barkley.
And then after that, if I'm like 8, 9, 10, 11, Gibbs, Bijan.
Yep.
Guys like that.
Yep.
Right? But I think it goes Amara St. Brown and Jameson Williams. Jameson Williams over the top, just massive speed. Can he stay out of trouble? Obviously. Missed a couple of games. But when they played, it was like, it seemed every game, one of them was scoring, if not both, having a slew of yards. I think they're the third best receiver duo in the NFL.
I'm okay with that. I think I'd switch your 3 and your 4 here.
Which is Addison and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson, a wide receiver 1.
Wide receiver 1.
Basically, it's the same in Cincinnati that it is in Minnesota. It's just not as proven yet.
Yep.
Addison, a rookie.
Needs some more time.
A couple years ago. Last year was year 2, I believe.
Yep.
This is year 3. Justin Jefferson is far and away the best wide receiver in football. And Ja'Marr Chase, number 2, a little bit of the same thing. Where it starts to get murky for some, where you might start to think about Rice and Worthy, but I have DK and Pickens here.
Yeah, and this is where we get into, you know, we're estimating, we're assuming. We haven't seen these guys together, right. But we know what DK is. We know what George Pickens is. I'm okay with that. These are two big-bodied guys. I mean, has there ever been a wide receiver duo that is going to be able to moss like this duo? Both these guys are the same, right? They're big body. They're going to put their hands up and they're going to catch the ball over you.
Who was on that Philadelphia Super Bowl team that had T.O.? Who was his other? It wasn't Macklin, was it?
I don't think that was Macklin.
It was way too early for J-Mac.
Yeah, that wasn't Macklin. Look up that roster.
Yeah, I don't know who his number 2 receiver was. Probably like Donnie Avery, somebody that we're not thinking about that came back and played with Andy later on in his career. But yeah, DK and Pickens, like we all know that Pickens is an attitude, but we're going pure talent. DK Metcalf runs the deep route better than anybody else in football, you'd think. Big body guy, doesn't really run a whole lot of like crispy routes, but he goes out there, separates himself as strong, fast, big receiver, obviously always been a DK fan. So 1, Chase and Higgins, 2, Brown and Smith, 3, Brown and Williams, 4, Jefferson Addison, 5, DK Pickens. Where I rank 6th in this list, I don't know why I'm on this island by myself, but a lot of people seem to not like this take. I really still think that Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle are an elite duo.
Yeah,
I know injuries always seem to pop up, and I know that a lot of people have an issue with maybe, you know, Tyreek Hill's play last year was down, wasn't the greatest. But, I mean, pure skill set, Jaylen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, I think that's just with that speed on both the sides of the football, the production they can put up, you can't really double-team one of them because the other one will just beat you one-on-one. Hill and Waddle, I think, are right there as well. Maybe you could put them above DK and Pickens because that's not been proven yet. But I'm talking straight, pure 1-1, each other on each side. I think Hill and Waddle make this list up high.
I think they do too. And I think you're right. I think giving the benefit, I'm going to give Hill and Waddle that edge just over DK and Pickens because of what they've proven before. And I expect Hill to be back. And Waddle, he was hurt last season. That Waddle officially, like, question marks for me on Jalen Waddle. Like, I kind of had him as on the come 2 years ago, right? Everyone did. This kind of T. Higgins-ish second wide receiver can get open, top 20, top 25 guy. We'll see if he can ever, you know, resurge as a number one, true number one option. Past two seasons hasn't shown that as much, especially when Tyreek Hill hasn't been on the field with him. So I'm looking for Waddle to show up a little bit more, but I'm cool with them, right? Where you got him? Six?
Yeah.
Six?
And then seventh, I have him eighth on this list because of what could be potentially really good in Los Angeles. Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. I don't know what Davante Adams gives us this year, but I know how good he can be.
Yeah.
And I know what he can do last year with Aaron Rodgers, who maybe had a, you know, down year, a decent, okay year, but still Devontae finished strong. Puka is, I mean, he's been on the come since week one of his rookie season.
Top five wide receiver.
And now he's the, production-wise, absolutely.
Absolutely.
100%.
Can't argue.
Because he took all, that's why they were okay getting rid of Cup,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Cool, man.
Like Stafford, Cup, good friends. It's a business decision. And when you look at Puka, he's basically the younger version of Cooper Kupp. Plus, he just makes insane catches out of BYU, by the way.
He does.
And he works perfectly in that offense and perfectly with Stafford. And now you're going to put Davante Adams with him and have that duo as well. And then we get to Rice and Worthy.
Yeah.
Really yet to see it. But to be fair, we've yet to see George Pickens and DK Metcalf. We've yet to see Davante Adams and Puka Nacua. We've yet to see the one below that, which I think is Cooper Kupp and JSN.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take the reality, which is this topic. Out of all the teams in the league, you have the seventh, maybe the eighth, maybe the sixth best wide receiver duo, and one was a rookie last year, the other one's on a second-year contract.
Yeah.
Now, both need to you know, continue their ways. I don't know why I had a random alarm at 8:30.
That's weird.
No idea. I don't know if I was supposed to do something at 8:30. That was weird. I did not set that alarm. But when you look at Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, there's a lot of these wide receivers in this group that kind of like play off of each other. There are some similarities, right? Like Hill and Waddle are both just go-getters. They're the home run guys, right?
Speedsters, yep.
I think Pickens is a better route runner than DK Metcalf, and I think that's where they will focus him this year with whoever the hell their quarterback is.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that when you look at DK, he's going to be your guy that he's your Moss guy.
Yep.
Go up there and get it, or put one move and go get to the deep ball. We'll throw it down there and F it DK somewhere there. George can run those really crispy routes, get open. You look at Brown and Williams, right? Williams is your go-getter. Brown's your route guy. You look at A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. A.J. Brown's your go-getter. Devonta Smith is your route guy. They could also switch their roles. That's how good those
switch.
Two are. That's why I think they're number two in the league. You look at Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. I don't really know what Jordan Addison is yet, but I know that there's not a better route runner in football than Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
They're maybe one of the top five all time when it's said and done. Right? Like, he just knows where to be, how to be there, and it's just sticky fingers. But with Rice and Worthy showed me a lot in his rookie year of learning how to become. Because, like, what did we learn with Tyreek Hill his first year in the league? Just go down there, we'll throw it to you, catch the ball. We'll also run some jet sweeps. What do we do with Xavier Worthy this year? Deep ball wasn't there, but they tried.
Yep.
Like, the only one he really hit was against the Chargers in that one game where he got it all the way down. It was like week four, obviously.
It's like the best throw of the season.
Right. And then you look at Rashee Rice. Big-bodied guy. Yards after catch. You have that duo. It's one of the top seven, top eight duos in the league. That's not a knock on these two guys, but that's nice to have at a young age with Patrick Mahomes, that you're not paying. Difference, Cincinnati is now paying those guys a lot of money. Justin Jefferson is making a lot of money, right? Brown and Smith will be making a lot of money. And Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, you're going to have 2 years of cheap contracts.
Yeah.
Cause you ain't paying Rice,
no,
right? At least not until next year. Maybe not even until after that. And even if you do, you might give him the Tyreek Hill two-year extension that's expensive, but it doesn't break the bank. And Xavier Worthy was on a rookie year last year, drafted in the first round. You got 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, if he balls and balls and balls, you get him in the third year, boom, you give him that contract. But that's still two more years of a rookie deal with the guy. at quarterback, and you have this duo. Now, here's my best thing about this whole thing. They could move up exponentially very quickly.
Very, yes.
All the way up into the top five. Because of what we have seen with Rashee Rice in a year and three games, and what we've seen in eight games from Xavier Worthy, you would think in this offense, with this system, with that quarterback, the ceiling is definitely the roof for those guys.
I think the ceiling is third duo in the league. I think they could be below Chase and Higgins and below Brown and Smith. I think they could be better than Jameson Williams and Amon Ross St. Brown.
Yeah.
I think Rashee Rice has top 10 wide receiver ceiling. I think he... In the league, yeah. I think this guy's going to be a top 10 wide receiver.
Because we would have Tank Dell and Nico Collins on this list, but yep. In 2025, Tank Dell will not be playing.
Yes, and so that's why we're not doing that. If you put Evans and Godwin above this duo right now, I'm totally okay with that because of what they've done in the past, and I think Godwin will be healthy next year. So if you had Godwin and Evans above Rice and Worthy, I'd be okay with that, but I think they'd surpass them midway through the season. Like, you mentioned it so perfectly, the combination that they have, the speedster that can kill you with his routes as well. He showed some serious knowledge on the route tree. And then you've got Rashee Rice, who's surgical, one of the best yak guys, can do it deep, saw a deep ball in week two, I believe it was, for a touchdown. So yeah, Rice and Worthy, man, this is, the ceiling is legit the roof. And yeah, I think the third overall duo would be something that we haven't really ever seen here in Kansas City as far as wide receiver duos are concerned. I mean, the best wide receiver duo in Chiefs history is Tyreek and Sammy? Maybe recency bias?
I mean, how dare you sleep on Eddie Kinnison and Johnny Morton?
Yep.
I'm kidding.
I mean, that's legitimately where you're going. You're going that far back.
Who was the guy with Dwayne Bowe?
Never really was one, right?
I mean, it was Bowe and Donnie Avery.
Yeah.
But Donnie Avery wasn't really anything special.
No.
Jeremy Maclin and...
Yeah, they didn't have that, you know. Jason Avant, they tried to make a thing. Mm-hmm. Old Jason Avant. This is the first real duo other than Watkins and Tyreek that they've had.
Right.
Very exciting. London and Mooney, another honorable mention that I thought of as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're solid in Atlanta. Darnell had a really good year last year,
great
I thought.
Season.
Got out of Chicago.
Yes.
Keenan Allen's still a free agent, isn't he?
Keenan Allen, still available.
Damn.
Wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, but they went with Juju. I feel like if they were going to go with Keenan Allen, they would have done it there instead of Juju.
No, I get that. From the 816, Adunze and Moore, definitely on the come.
I hope DJ can be a stud if his quarterback can get time to throw. We'll see that this year. I think DJ Moore's a sleeper in like the third round in fantasy this year.
And Rome Adunze is a sleeper probably in the sixth round. He was open a bunch
and a rookie this season. Last year.
660 says Tyreek and Trav. Yeah, I get you. Not receivers, but yes.
No, yeah.
Understood.
Fair point.
Understood.
All right. Let's get to On the Come.
On the Come.
So good you hear it twice.
On the Come.
Nice. I'll start this off because my On the Come is, again, Rory McIlroy. I know I've been all over the place with Rory McIlroy, but I want to say this because the guy can be on the come in a certain way. And I sent you this yesterday from Dan Rapoport of his own device. Go be the villain. What do we talk about 2 weeks ago about sports? Sports are better when there is a clear-cut villain. There is no clear-cut villain in baseball. Football, we could have a discussion for 4 hours every segment of every show of who the actual villain is in the NFL. Baseball, you can say it's a team. But in golf, a sport that is struggling because Tiger Woods is irrelevant now in golf. It's not happening anymore. Rory McIlroy steals a guy's phone. Rory McIlroy wins on St. Patrick's Day for the third time. Rory McIlroy says he's not part of the YouTube generation. Rory McIlroy wins $4.5 million yesterday in the PGA Championship. He has the second best odds to win the Masters. Go out there and be a complete ass. You were going to go through a divorce last year. Decided not to. You can't get enough majors in your life. You've never won the green jacket. Go win the green jacket and then have a hell of a speech. Almost to the point of like Steph Curry that Jason Tatum stole last year. What are they going to say now? Go be the bad guy in golf. It's okay to be Shooter McGavin, Rory. Go be Shooter McGavin. Go give us a reason to hate watch you. Go be so good and so rude and so angry on the come, the dark side of one Rory McIlroy. Go be Anakin Skywalker.
And in turn, on the come golf because of that, right?
I mean, you could do it.
That would add an interesting angle to this.
You were going to be the face of the PGA. They drug you through the mud. Mm. Anakin Skywalker, you are going to be the new hope. And then you met the dark side. And guess what? you found out you have more power as a bad person than you do as a good person. On the come, Rory McIlroy as a heel, as a bad guy, as the dark side.
I'm liking it.
And then what you can do is you hit the most powerful shot in golf. Everyone knows you're great. You're a specimen of a man. You're 35 with a 57-year-old's hairstyle. That's fine. Go kick everyone's ass and smile while you do it.
I kind of think I'm in on Rory. I kind of think I'm supporting the villain here.
I bet you are.
I like it.
Bad guys move the needle.
Yes, they do.
No matter how you look at it. Who got talked about more in this year's football season? Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, of course.
Who's the bad guy in football?
Bad guy.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I mean,
Jameis Winston's fun for 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
It's like me and sex. But what's really fun is the bad guy that everybody loves to hate because we all agree and we hate him for a certain reason. Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers. I love it. I'm in. I'm in for the same reason that Bob will be in, but for opposite reason. He'll be against, and I'll be for. And that's exactly why every sport needs a villain. My on the come would be the rest of the NFC West, because the 49ers just seem screwed right now. They have lost Debo, guard Aaron Banks, tackle Jalen Moore, of course, to the Chiefs, Elijah Mitchell to the Chiefs, Joshua Dobbs, Javon Hargrave, Malik Collins, Charvarius Ward, Dre Greenlaw, and Atalona Hufanga. They've lost... That's like seven starters right there. Like good players.
Their window was there.
Dude, they had
it. They went to two Super Bowls in 4 years. They didn't win one of them.
Three NFC championships.
Sorry you ran into Mahomes. Mm-hmm. That was your window.
Is it? And that's done.
We talk about Veach having a good draft. This is on John Lynch, too.
100%.
You put all your chips in with McCaffrey and Debo and Ayuk and,
you went all
and
in.
Kittle, and you got nothing out of it. It's tough, dude. The NFL is so tough.
It's hard, man.
So, yeah. Brock Purdy's going to get a contract, too. And then you're what? Back to being Mr. Irrelevant?
Yeah, you're screwed at that point.
I root for him.
Of course.
I root for those stories.
Fun story.
You know, go prove it to the league that you can actually be a quarterback in this league. You don't need the help. But history would show that without your weapons, yeah. I mean, I get it. Not everybody's Mahomes. They can go win a Super Bowl with Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney.
Ugh.
Which is insane.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
That might be the most slept on stat in the history of the NFL. Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney caught two touchdowns in a Super Bowl. And Mecole Hardman.
And yeah, then Mecole Hardman the next year.
And they won them. Oh, but the NFL wants the Chiefs to win. That's not true.
Juju Smith-Schuster was his wide receiver one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nuts.
It's crazy.
Nuts.
James Bond, you're aware? Shaken, not stirred.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.